Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, March 19th, 2020. In an ever-evolving world, in an ever-evolving studio, I'm here at 1015 Half Street. We've got Jason Bishop in Ashburn, Virginia.
What's up?
What's up? And EB in Kensington, Maryland.
Hey, what's up, man?
I actually can see you guys in two boxes on my screen. Now, the viewers at NBC Sports Washington, they're going to have a different experience. I think they just see me. And maybe Drab and Valdez.
We're going to tweak this. We're going to keep tweaking it. I promise. We're going to even tweak it during the show. You watch.
Look how happy Bickle is. He's sitting in his basement.
All right. I got to say this.
He looks the exact same, though. He's wearing a like Jason is looking a little bit different. Like, he doesn't have his hat on.
He hasn't combed his hair. Nothing.
I have no idea what's going on below the belt. Because I only see
you wearing pants, Jason? You
know, no, I just have my shorts on.
Right? See, what he has his shorts on. He probably has you know, slippers or something. I don't know what he
wears. I got socks and shorts.
Right. But Eric actually looks like, at least from what I see, he's wearing the same typical hoodie and Nats hat.
And by the way, do you notice how silly the quality of the video is? And there's one reason, Jason.
Yeah.
Light. You need more light, bro. If had more light, it will improve the quality of your picture so much.
Now, that's for us internally, because the viewers on NBC Sports Washington are not seeing you guys.
They're going to hook it, because we could just do, we were talking to Drab about it off air. We could just take a video of this monitor, like you do on what's the show where the guys where they hit the buzzers with Tony Reale, and they have
around
people
the
on,
horn.
Yeah, around the horn, right? We can mimic that by getting one of the monitors on the desk. The camera could shoot the monitor, and then it's boom. You know what I'm saying? And that's just sort of a ghetto hookup, but that would work in the meantime.
Well, I drove into work this morning. You guys didn't have to drive into work. Nasty weather out there.
Oh,
the
was
plus
it?
Is nobody on the roads. I mean, it's less and less every day because
Well, it's just getting so
if
spooky.
You can, you can work from home. And so we're experimenting now with two out of three working from home. I don't know what's going to happen when Cakes comes back. I don't have a problem necessarily driving in, although I feel like, hey, now I'm spending on gas. You donks aren't spending on gas.
Well, here's what we'll
more
do.
Sleep. You're actually getting hooked.
Here's what we could do. Yeah, I know. Of course. But here's what we can do. If they insist on one or two of us being in there, we can rotate. You know what I mean? That's fair. Everybody just kind of rotate. But I think eventually we're going to get this down where everybody can do it from home. It's going to be seamless because, you know, we've been doing this for 24 years. We know how to do this. This is not going to be a problem. It's just going to take 10 seconds of getting adjusted to it, getting all these settings tweaked, and then it's going to be silly.
How were your days yesterday? I mean, this is really a different world. I went out for a couple of walks yesterday, took Isabella out to kick the soccer ball with Slash for like 2 minutes. She's
not
even 3 years old.
Let's specify, JP. It's not a different world. It's an awful world.
Yeah.
It's a 100% miserable world. That's what it is.
Well, and it's not just because we're cooped up. It's because of the – for me anyway. I speak for me, Jay. It's the suffering. Like, you know what I mean? I tweeted a story yesterday from Italians. It was this unbelievable thing. And I think everybody should watch it, especially send it to people that say, oh, it's just the flu. I'm money. I don't care. I'm going to lick the corona or something. I mean, the Italians are saying 10 days ago, we weren't heeding the warnings. They're in quarantine and they're in their condos or whatever. And they say, we didn't heed the warnings. We were out partying. I was going to work. I was going to the gym. And now
Hundreds are dying a day.
Yeah, 500 died yesterday. 1,000 going to die tomorrow. We can't go anywhere. And it's like, and they're telling Americans, listen to what they're telling you to do. Do you know what I'm saying? And it's like they said, we're speaking to you from the future. This is what's coming to you if you don't listen to what they're saying.
Well, hopefully
I think
we are.
More people are listening. However, you still see these video of people partying on the beach.
Well, I mean, that's just
well, the only way you can do that is to close everything down, and that's what most states have done. You know, that's they're closing all the restaurants and bars, so there's nowhere to go. There's only
have to close the beaches. Right. Close the beaches. No, you can do that. You just lock off the beaches. There's
no
access.
How about this? I played golf yesterday at Belmont Country Club, right?
Wow.
And we come off the 18th. We want to just have a drink after the round. And there's a girl standing at the entrance of the bar.
Yeah, because you can't go in, right?
Well, I walked in with my buddy, and my other two buddies went to the bathroom. So we walk in, and there's a little circular table. We sit down, and we're like, where are the other guys? The other guys come around the other side, and they're standing in the doorway, and they go, we'll see you later. They won't let us in. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And then the girl goes, yeah, you make 9 and 10. So we were the 9th and 10th person in the bar, so they had to leave. So we all just left. But that's the type of world we're in. I mean, it's an effed up country.
Well,
I praise them
for doing that. I actually questioned your golf thing. Did you have four separate carts, or did you share a cart?
I shared a cart. Yeah.
You're supposed to socially distance yourself.
Well, you know what? I have to get out and live. I can't just be cooped up.
Well, the way you could do it is – no, the way they will – you know, I wanted to have my buddy who owns golf courses on, but, you know, he doesn't want to come on yet.
I mean, I guess we could have had four different carts.
That's what they can do. And people can walk. They can have different carts. There is a way to do this. Jason Sobel tweeted yesterday – you know, Jason Sobel used to be with ESPN. Now he's like, I think with the Action Network or whatever, golf writer.
Right.
And he tweeted, he played a round of golf yesterday. And, you know, you got to, in this world, right this second, he said, obviously you play with the pin in, right? So you don't take the pin out. I don't know if Jason did that yesterday, but you leave the pin in so nobody's touching it, right? And then you play your own ball, obviously. Don't touch anybody else's ball. Don't toss him his ball. You know what I mean? If you want to play by the rules here.
Right.
And then, you know, he said he used hand wash after hand sanitizer after every single hole, and he said you could perfectly do it, and you can adhere to all the social distancing, you know, guidelines. And golf can be a respite for people. You know, you can stay 6 feet away from each other. Everybody go to the tee, hit their ball. Don't high five somebody after he makes a birdie or whatever, and you can enjoy your round and still adhere to the guidelines. Do you know what I'm saying?
I didn't think about it for most of the round that way. I mean,
I
didn't shake anybody's hand.
Right, I understand.
But I guess, you know, I'm supposed to play today. Maybe we can just take four carts.
You can take four carts or you know, and don't take the pin out. And
I can't putt with the pin in.
Well, then you take it out yourself and you put it back in.
I can't do that.
Do you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to come up with
makes sense. I think they're going to be things that are obviously going to change, but ways to maybe give us a little entertainment, like you said, EB, a respite. Golf might be one of them. I know that the NBA is exploring maybe, you know, there was news that 8 teams have been completely tested. They're maybe kicking around doing a charity game, just putting it on. It'd be something for us to watch. When I was on my walk yesterday, I ran into a guy I know who's a huge sports fan. And he was just talking about how desperate he is to watch anything. He's like talking about watching replays of hockey games, and he's just desperate. And I know that if you put anything on there that was new and live, people would be into it.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, the thing is, I thought of, well, okay, how are they going to do this game? Are they going to only use players that have all been tested?
That's what I'm saying. If the eight teams have been tested and all these guys
are
clean, you just have those guys compete in some sort of an exhibition. Now, it's an exhibition. It won't feel real. It'll feel like an all-star game, but still it'll be something.
Oh, no, I'm 100% for it. The only caveat to it, we all know, is people could test negative, and then 2 days later they can be positive.
Right, so maybe you wait a few weeks. All these people who've been tested, and if they're still good to go, or you retest them.
I mean, you know, it's a whole thing.
I understand tests are
hard to come by.
I understand that.
Although I do think that teams, especially what is it, the Nets or Jazz, whoever it is, that are being unfairly criticized, in my opinion, because they got tests. Well, they paid for the test from the private industry. Do you know what I'm saying? They didn't use the federal test, but I don't have a problem with them.
I think the only legitimate criticism there is that some would say if there's only a finite number of tests and some of these guys didn't have symptoms, that they're taking away tests from people who might have symptoms, because there's still a lot of people who can't get tested that want to be tested.
Of course, understood, but if they don't meet the guidelines and they can't get tested, but these guys actually came in contact with people, I don't know. It is a messed up situation. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just laying in bed last night thinking about the world right now. I can't believe we're in this situation.
Doesn't it feel like a legitimate movie? Like you're in a movie.
Yes.
It's surreal.
It's a bad movie.
Oh, the worst movie.
And it's one that I can't envision getting out of anytime soon. And that's the worst part. I don't know how long.
You just
got
to do your part. And I think doing your part.
I get it.
I'm not grilling you so much. You know, like I said, how many carts did you use? But maybe today. You do the social distancing thing because you never know if one of your boys who you're sitting in a golf cart with is carrying.
Correct.
And then you could then pass it to your kids who might pass it to their friend who then passes it to – that's just kind of the way it is.
Yeah, I know. It's just something you don't think about when you're just going about your everyday activities. But, yeah, you're right. I probably should do that today.
You know, as we've talked about, everything has changed in just lightning speed because a couple weeks ago, all right, Eric might have been – using hand sanitizer and wipes when we were in Florida. And then last week you started hearing more. And it was just a week ago, last Wednesday night, they had NBA games.
I know.
With full arenas.
It's only been a week.
They shut it down because of one test, and it was the right thing to do. And I would say the United States kind of followed suit a few days later. I almost feel like sports was the leader there. And then the states started jumping in, and then federal response was a little bit later. And now we're living in that world where I think most people have accepted you just can't live like you did before.
For now.
For now, yeah.
Correct. This is not how life is going to be forever, but we have to hunker. And I explain this to my kid. You have to hunker down right now.
Right.
And we gotta band together right now. It's crazy. I feel for... truly the healthcare workers are on the front lines, and it's people. I have a cousin's his wife. She we all know him. Every single one of us has this story that they are a nurse that works in the emergency room, and every day it's getting more and more crazy.
Yeah,
and they're getting close to.
They're exposed
capacity
to it every day,
and they're exposed to it every day, and they bring it home to their families potentially.
Just to counter Eric, because I have a friend who is, I think she's a PA.
Okay.
But let's just say nurse/PA.
That's good enough for me.
She works in hospitals.
She's a medical professional.
Yes, and she went there yesterday, and I asked, is it crazy? She said, no, it was actually a ghost town. So the counter is, now she works in Montgomery County at a couple of hospitals. I think she changes hospitals from time to time, is that her theory was people are scared to come in.
Right. I mean, also, they're asking you, don't go in for elective things. Don't go in if you got the sniffles. Use telemedicine.
So those
are helping.
Right, right. I think hopefully over time, as we've learned more and more about it, each day we learn more and more about it. You're learning what's happening in Australia or South Korea or Italy. And the government is coming out front and center and telling us what's going on. I think more and more people are taking it seriously and realizing, all right, if you have some coughing and a fever, if you're 35, you don't have to rush yourself to the hospital.
Right.
And then if it progressively gets worse, well, then maybe you would get a coronavirus test. But if you're 25 again and you get symptoms, it's probably just going to pass.
Well, but here's the thing. The White House, and I'm just reading this morning. I assume they issued this warning yesterday, and I didn't see it. But they're saying because millennials – and, younger people in general are still the ones most resistant to this. They're likely, if they continue on this path, to see disproportionate cases and have a disproportionate number of people who get seriously ill, right? Because they're just flat out not paying attention to this. And, I'm sure they know this. We all know this, right? So the messaging is, and they're trying to be honest, is that this is most severely impacting the elderly and the immunocompromised. So your natural instinct is, if you're not in that group, is I'm good.
Right.
It's a selfish instinct that we all have.
You're good, and if you don't hang out with those people, you're good.
Yeah, and so you think, I'm okay, and I don't want to hurt anybody, but I'm just going to hang with these people, and we're not going to spread it to anybody. No. What they're saying is, you guys keep spreading back and forth, you guys are going to get disproportionately sick, and the whole point of this whole exercise is if you overrun the hospitals, then people that should have lived are going to die. reading the Italian Day, and I don't mean to be a downer, but I mean people just need to hear this. An Italian doctor broke down yesterday because he had so many cases, he had to choose who's going to live or who's going to die based on likelihood of surviving, and he had to let three patients die. He broke down. He had to let three patients die that he knew he otherwise could have saved.
Yeah, but it's a crazy situation.
Hopefully
the millennials that you're kind of talking about are younger people who don't seem to be taking it seriously.
It's 18 years old, too.
We'll start taking it seriously.
It's 16-year-old kids, sure. Teenagers.
Absolutely.
You know, so in this instance, I'm going to say, I know I don't want to just bash millennials, because if you say that, they tend to say, oh, here they go again. You know what I mean.
Yeah. All right. Should mention, we're going to try and be a diversion for you. It's not going to be 100%. Non-coronavirus. I know some people would love us to be. About coronavirus. We get
it's a real world,
else.
Bro.
It's the only thing to talk about.
It's going real to be world. A mix, but we are going to mix in some sports. We got Dan Shaughnessy, who writes for the Boston Globe, to fill us in on Brady, Belichick, Kraft, and all of that stuff. We will talk some NFL free agency. Anyway, Dan Shaughnessy is going to join us at 8 o'clock. We got Barry Zwolega from the Washington Post at 9 o'clock to talk about how this might be impacting future events like the Olympics. I can't see that going off. Mm-hmm. And the rest of the sports world. He'll join us at 9. Next, we will give you an update on NFL free agency. We're the Junkies right here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. It's JP in the studios, EB live from Kensington, Jason live from Ashburn, Virginia. Hey, we're hitting the DMV.
Yeah, we are, brother.
Yeah, we got it all covered.
Should mention it is Open Line Thursday, presented by Window Nation. If you're searching for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. We always say it's your chance to steer the show. We'll get to some NFL free agency news here in moments. But let's see if we can go to Shirley real quick in Silver Spring. Shirley, you're on with the Junkies.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's up, Shirley? Shirley!
Well, I was telling the gentleman I called that my uncle died of natural causes a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And they were told if they were going to have a funeral, they could only have 8 people come to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
I know it's brutal.
Right. And so he has 2 sons, and one of them has a wife, my cousins, and they have 2 children, so that's 5. And then my mother and her sister are still alive. My mother's almost 88.
Wow.
And they're going to the funeral along with my sister.
You might want to keep, I'm not trying to be callous, but you might want to keep the 88-year-old mom from attending the funeral just because she's in the high-risk category. And just thinking outside of the box, could you do the funeral? I mean, it's different than like a service or a wake, but could you have people come at different times?
Well, there's a million things you can do. You can do it. You could do a virtual funeral, which is obviously not the same. You can wait.
Do it later date.
Yeah, when Jason's mom passed, unfortunately, obviously, horrible, but they waited until a time when people could come from all over the country or whatever. It's a disaster.
I mean, my mother passed on August 19th of last year, and we had the service on October 5th, which is her birthday. But
right.
I mean, you can wait, but it sounds like you guys are already in motion. That sucks that you guys
are
doing that.
Right, they're in motion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Are you concerned about the 88-year-old mom coming?
I am, because she has some health issues, but this is in the state of Wisconsin.
Okay.
My aunt lived in Milwaukee, which is south, and they are north. And she, my aunt, who's 80, took a bus up to northern Wisconsin, which I thought was kind of silly. Somebody should have taken her, but she's okay right now that we know of. So,
right.
Well, look, best of luck. And stay safe.
Okay, thank you.
And maybe you can do something where you have some people. I don't know how long a funeral service typically lasts. But maybe you have some people show up early and you go in like 15-minute shifts or something like that.
Yeah, that's a possibility, but I'm not the children of his. You know,
right.
They're my cousins.
Yeah.
So,
well, thanks for calling. And again, sorry you're dealing with that, but you know, that's there's stories like that all over the country.
Yep.
Yeah.
Life
is
changing, but you just have to do your part. You have to do your part.
Yeah, I mean, just begging people. Do your part. We try to minimize this. You guys have seen, I'm sure I showed my son last night the videos that, and we talked about it, that the Washington Post had, where you see all the dots and the different scenarios,
yes.
The models, right? So if they do no mitigation and they have one person introduced into society, you say bing, 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 and you see how quickly everybody gets it. And then when they have some containment, and then you only have like, and then you see it's slower. And then when you have like a quarter, you have three quarters contained, and then you have a quarter still running around like idiots, it slows it more. And then if you have an eighth just running around like idiots, it slows it down even more. You know what I mean? And these things work. It's just using social distancing. I mean, it's proven. It works. It minimizes the number of people that transmit this to each other. And you know, there's been a cynical time in me where I go, you know what? They're just telling us to wash our hands so we feel like we have some control. This ain't doing jack. That's what I've thought that in my brain. But it's not true. That is a key component to this also, right, is keeping our hands clean so that we don't give it to ourselves and we don't give it to others. And obviously, you got to stay away from people, when breathing on you and sneezing on you and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go back to the phones. 800-636-1067. We are coming to you live this Thursday morning, March 19th. Let's go to Joe, who's in Fredericksburg. Joe, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Joe, what's up?
What's going on, boys?
Hey, buddy.
Not a whole lot, man. Just working. Still working.
Yeah, what do
good.
You do?
Good.
I drive a delivery truck.
Got you.
I'm still delivering to restaurants down here in Virginia. So.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Virginia's kept the restaurants open. They just have the rule of 10, right?
Yeah.
And maybe, you know,
well, some of them have closed. I guess it kind of just depends on the owner, their decision. But, yeah, the rule of 10 and,
yeah.
You know, obviously the takeout. You can still do that.
Yeah, I've got stops that are closed altogether and then stops that are just open for carryout and takeout. And then, like you said, stops that are letting people in 10 at a time or whatever they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I was going to tell you, I don't know if Lurch can find the lines on it so he can bet on it. But yesterday, Belarus Extra Liga hockey playoffs are going on. I don't know how Corona's doing in Belarus, but they're playing hockey. It wasn't bad hockey either. Comes on about the game yesterday came on at noon. I watch it. So when you boys get done, I don't know if Lurch can find the lines. But
now, where'd you watch it?
YouTube live.
You watch it on YouTube live.
Yeah, I did want to ask Jason. Yeah. So there are some things. Look, he doesn't follow any of this stuff. Thanks for your call, buddy. There are some things you can bet on. So Jason bets every day of his life, except for like – during that little period of time, right, when Major League Baseball has the All-Star break and there's nothing to bet on.
Right.
But sports books are turning to Turkey, Russia, and places like, I guess, in Argentina, the Superliga still has games. There's a Premier Division of soccer in Gibraltar that has a league. Mm-hmm. William Hill has some lines where you can bet on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they say some people are betting on weather.
I've got my page up right now. It's the international hockey page, and there is Belarus Extra League games going on. There's one today at noon. Actually, there's two today at noon. I mean, I guess I could, but I wouldn't even think to go on YouTube and watch them.
How about this, Jason? You can bet on the Westgate Superbook. They have odds on the Women's Regional All-Pro Tour and the Cactus Tour, which apparently is a mini tour for women golfers who play outside the LPGA.
Yeah.
So you can bet on minor league golfers in a way.
Look, it's just the worst. You know, this is the first of all, it's the worst. It's going to go down as the worst financial calamity in world history. All right, I'm calling that right now. We are going to lose 70% of our retirement, if not more. Our college funds are getting killed. But
I didn't even think about that.
Oh yeah, we're going to get crushed, dude. And it's not going to be like it's not going to be a roller coaster. You know, you might have one uptick once a week or once every 10 days, but most of these days are going to be down. Dow futures are going to be down again today. They're going to be down again probably tomorrow.
Jason, for the good of your own psychological health, quit looking at the economic numbers.
I still haven't looked once. I pride myself on that.
Well, what do you mean? If you watch CNN, if you watch any news channel, they're going to talk about it.
Yeah, but just don't look at your
balance. Don't obsess. Well,
I'm not looking at my particular investments. I'm looking at the global calamity. Yeah.
I looked at my son's college fund. So my son's in seventh grade. Yeah. And I looked at that college fund, and it had taken a hit. It's an investment fund in Maryland, so it definitely had taken a hit. You just gotta.
Well, everybody has.
Pray it works out.
No,
everyone's
in the same.
And by the way, if all of those funds go down for everybody, right? Mm-hmm. Colleges, when they come back up and running, they're gonna have to drop their tuitions. I'm getting money back from NYU because. Not paying for a full year of dorms. Yes.
I'm only
because
getting $1,000.
I haven't gotten that email yet. No. And they've already shut down school, obviously, for the rest of the year. So that's, I don't know, $5,000, $7,000, $8,000, $10,000 of room aboard.
I would think the most schools.
Yeah, I wish
would
it was. At least for NYU, it's probably different. For Marist, it's different school to school. I think the tuition is the vast majority of what you're paying for. And then the room and board is a much smaller amount. But look, I'll welcome anything back.
Well, it's not even welcoming. It's what we deserve. You know
Absolutely.
I mean? It's our money.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm telling
money,
you,
a
lot of kids may not be able to go back to college if they're losing all of this money in college funds. So I would guess that the colleges will drop tuition. But that's just a guess.
Yeah, maybe. But my point is, you know, if this isn't going to end until August, think about how – I mean, we've lost 10,000 points in the Dow in essentially 2 weeks. All right, that's just 2 weeks. We could easily lose 19,000 more points in 4 months. Easily.
Yeah, but it's going to get to. I mean, it's going to get to a point where they're going to have to accept risk
and jump back in.
And by the way, some
and
companies
slowly re-enter some certain people back into society to get these businesses back up and running.
And some companies are going
to
be okay.
They're going to have to make that calculation.
Like, think about it. If you're a detergent company, if you're Tide. You're not really being hurt by this that much, like a hotel. I spoke with the valet yesterday over at Homewood Suites. It's about, I don't know exactly, but is Homewood Suites about 12 stories? Something like that.
Essentially, yeah.
Said they had 10 hotel rooms going. That's it. 10 in the entire one. You'd have an entire floor to yourself if you're there. And he said they expect less each day.
Yeah, no.
Those industries get crushed. But if you're, like I said, I'm going with Tide detergent. Tide is still selling Tide.
Well, of course.
Because people have to wash their clothes.
There will be some that thrive.
Right.
But there's going to be, the majority are going to suffer right now.
The majority.
There's no doubt about it. I will give you a funny anecdote.
Think about the airline industry. Airline industry, the price of oil has been cut in half.
Right.
You know, no one's traveling. The airline industry, United Airlines yesterday announced that they are stopping flights at certain times of the day.
Right. But as we've talked about, the airline industry... And I'm anti-bailouts except in the wildest of circumstances and the most extreme. The airlines are going to get bailed out because we literally have to have
that. Well, that's the other thing. The government's bailing out. I mean, they're going to send $1,000 to maybe a third of the country.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, those are just handouts. That's money that could have been used elsewhere.
Well, and then some of these, they're going to do it in terms of loans so that when they get back up and running, they have to pay it back. So there are some ways to mitigate it to an extent. There's no doubt that the financial calamity is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But let me just finish my point.
Yeah.
Airlines are going to survive. They have to. And my buddy said, because they're saying gas prices could go down to $1. And I'm not even quite sure why the gas prices are going down so low. So they're going to... destroy it when they're back up and running, when the gas prices are so low. I mean, they're going to make a killing.
But what's the effect until that?
Obviously it's going to be huge. And you and I, though, we'll be able to put gas in our hoopties because we'll be driving hoopties at that point for $1.
Hoopties is right.
We'll be driving hoops.
I'm going to have to turn in all of my cars.
I know.
And get like 2004 Celicas.
Hey, we're not going to be able to go to work because I'm only going to have a bicycle.
Or Corollas.
All right, let's go back to the phones. 800-636-1067. 106.7. Andrew's in Manassas. Andrew, you're on the Fan. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Andrew, what's up?
Hey, so I want to thank you guys for entertaining everyone during this time. Obviously, it's just crazy, and you know, you guys are doing a good job, and it's amazing. In particular, I want to thank last night I was listening to the radio, 106.7. They were playing replay of the World Series game, and I got so excited. It was, at first I thought it was a live game, and I was real confused, and then I realized it was a World Series. And
how long
it
were you confused?
Super exciting. Yeah.
How long could you possibly have been confused?
Did you really think it was a
like
live game?
2 minutes. No,
two
I mean
minutes.
It was like
it took you 2 minutes.
Yeah, I
it took you 2 minutes.
Yeah,
dude,
I mean,
you might have the Rona.
Look, man, I don't know. I got all excited, didn't know what to think, and then I realized, and I got more excited because it, you know, obviously it's so recent, so. It was pretty fun. So anyway,
good move by CK. You can kind of relive those memories. They're going to play every one of the playoff games right here on 106.7 The Fan. Let's go to Jeff in Dulles. Jeff, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Similar to what Andrew just said, you know, it's interesting. You have hard news that you get off of your major networks. You're used to seeing certain people deliver it. I think there's a lot of value in what you guys are doing because, believe it or not, the credibility you guys have just as regular guys. You know,
we have no agenda.
No, there's no agenda at all. No agenda. Yeah. It's not political. It's like, hey, guys, you know, we're going through this just like you are. Here's my personal experiences. Here's my fears. Here's my thoughts.
Right.
Very much appreciated. I think you're doing a fantastic job, so keep it up.
Thank you, buddy. I really appreciate it. And thanks for listening and supporting and staying positive. Thank you, man.
And again, we've been saying this the last few days. There are a lot of ways you can listen to us. We prefer you listen to us live. That always helps us on the bottom line. But you can obviously use the rewind feature on the radio.com app. There are a lot of ways you can listen at home. A lot more people are working from home. You can use Alexa, Google Home. There are tons of ways. Go to thefandc.com and you can see all the ways. I think you can even listen via Waze.
Yeah. Drabby is now punching up the phones for me, too, because I don't get sized with JP controls the phones. I get sized to also hit the phones. We ain't changing the show too much. It's making me crazy. By the way, my camera, I think, is a hoop. My camera
You're
is
very blurry.
Yeah, your camera sucks. Yeah, you're killing me for
are
my
you in your, something. Are you in your living room, the one to the left?
No. Like I'm in my office, and my picture looks silly here, but it's an old camera, and it used to look silly. I don't understand. Maybe Windows 10. So I'm going to go out. Because JP's camera looks good when it's on the big screen, I will say. My camera, even though I look silly in the small box, when you put it in the big box, it looks terrible. So I guess that's on me. Or this Google Hangout Duo thing, whatever we're using, is a hoop product.
Google Hangout.
Yeah. Well, why are you blaming
settings,
Google?
Huh?
Well, why are our cameras okay?
I don't know, because I used to use this camera when I did my thing, and I had silly video.
Yeah, well, how long ago was that?
That's when the stock market was silly.
What was that, 2008?
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to change it. I got a million cameras. I'm going to change it every break until I get one that where it looks silly.
All right.
Well, here's the deal. EB's hanging out at home in Kensington. Jason's at home in Ashburn. I'm here in the studios in D.C. It is Open Line Thursday. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. I said we're going to get the NFL free agency. The last segment, we'll do it next because a lot of guys are on the move. We'll get to that next here on the Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. It's JP in the studio. Jason live from Ashburn. His dog will make an appearance every once in a while with a bark or two, right?
Yeah. She always barks at 6 in the morning, barking at neighbors, barking at other dogs,
and then
barking
Eric
at squirrels and rabbits.
Doing his first show from home in Kensington.
As I said numerous times now, I was born to do this.
Born to do what?
Do it from home.
Oh, okay.
I
would agree with that.
So are you. Believe me.
It is Open Line Thursday. We'll take a couple calls a little bit later in the segment, but we wanted to go around the NFL because there's a lot of actual – look, we're starving for sports content. There is a lot of NFL news. Nick Foles on the move once again. The Jags have agreed to trade Nick Foles to the Bears just 1 year after giving him the most guaranteed money in franchise history. So guess they're going to go with Gardner Minshew or do something else at QB. The Bears will have somebody who's going to compete with Mitch Trubisky. I would guess he's going to start because if you look at what Trubisky did last year, 27th in touchdown passes last year. He had just 17. 21st in passing yards, just a little over 3,000. You know, he had a good year in 2018, but last year Trubisky wasn't very good. Matt Nagy coached Foles in both Philadelphia and in Kansas City.
How'd that work out for Jacksonville? Sign him to $88 million deal, and then he breaks his clavicle, and was at week one, and then the next year they're trading him for a fourth rounder.
It's still a great time to be an NFL quarterback.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Unless you're Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah.
Well, he'll still do okay because he's making a lot of money.
Yeah.
And he has a chance. Look, Trubisky, this is kind of what I said about the Cam Newton to the Redskins hypothetical, which we were kicking around yesterday, that if you're a backup, in that situation would be Dwayne Haskins to Cam Newton, in this situation would be Mitch Trubisky to Nick Foles, you work at your craft and you might get a shot because guys get hurt. Nick Foles got hurt last year. That's how Gardner Minshew got in the mix.
Yep. Exactly, and that's the thing. The quarterback position is so important, and the elite level quarterback talent is so scarce that guys like Teddy Bridgewater, guys like Ryan Tannehill, guys that you've already given up on, get multiple chances to shine again, like Foles. Right?
Yep. That's how desperate these teams are.
That's because they're desperate, and there aren't enough good ones out there. So even Mitch Trubisky, you know, he's going to get another opportunity. You know, you never know. Marcus Mariota might find, well, this is a better fit for it. Because a lot of times, let's be honest, you could tell, okay, this guy just blows. But a lot of times it's fit.
Sure.
It's a guy that has faith in you.
Look at Tannehill.
Exactly. So it's a lot of it. It's also fleeting, and everybody can get hot, and you have to ferret that out. But these guys are all going to get multiple chances if you're competent at all.
Well, with the Bears acquiring via trade Nick Foles, that's one less potential landing spot for Cam Newton. ProFootballTalk.com says a source with knowledge of the situation says the Chargers are currently debating whether to pursue Newton. A trade still remains unlikely given the inability of team doctors to give him a physical. That's another thing in this world with no travel and all of this stuff. If you're a team, you're just not going to flat-out trade for a guy that's been banged up like Cam Newton. You need to run your physicals and have your doctors take a look at him.
So
right now,
on.
Though, the Chargers just have Tyrod Taylor.
Okay, because your team doctor, they've banned contact, but he could go to an independent doctor and get a physical.
Probably, and the team would have to trust it.
Correct.
I'm just saying the normal business.
Now, I'm just trying to think through it.
The normal way business works in the NFL is they would bring him in. They would have their team doctors look at him. They would run their MRI. They would do all that sort of stuff. They would talk to him, and then they'd be like, "Okay, let's roll."
Right.
And these now teams probably feel like they have to make the decision, you know, relatively quick, because other teams are, you know, if the Chargers don't take a chance on Cam, someone else will.
Right.
And here's the other thing: who's going to be the backup to Dwayne Haskins?
Well, we're going to find out. I'll tell you who I think
they got
it
no
could
backup
be.
Quarterback.
Get to the next story. I think it could be Joe Elite Flacco, because apparently the Broncos are done with Flacco. He's 35 years old. He was 2-6 as a starter last year. He actually had his highest completion percentage of his career, 6 touchdowns, 5 picks. But if you're Joe Flacco, at this point you probably realize there aren't any starting jobs for me. I'm going to have to be a backup. How many teams would want him to be a backup? I don't know. But I know for his life, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm going to guess that maybe his family still lives out there close to Baltimore. Yeah. I would just imagine somewhere north of Baltimore towards Delaware. That's where he went to school. And the Redskins might be a good fit for him.
Yeah. Or the Giants.
Yeah.
That's another one.
Yeah. Joe Flacco will find a spot if he's willing to accept.
Oh, yeah.
Potentially.
Yeah.
And he'll find it. I mean, he'd be a great backup.
Yep.
He'd be a great backup.
And, of course, the Skins need an experienced backup, a veteran.
He'd be perfect.
That's a good.
Because it's not like he'd be different. Like he'd be a mobile quarterback. He'd have to have a different system. You know what I'm saying? He would just be perfect.
By the way, the Broncos now are moving forward with Drew Lock and their backup. See, if I'm them, I probably would have kept Flacco on as a backup. And he said that he wanted to stay there. They're going with Jeff Driskel, 1-7-8 starts for the Bengals.
Right.
I mean, it's a backup, and look, they're going to be successful if Drew Lock works out. It's not going to be like if Jeff Driskel took over, they were going to be successful. But I don't know. I might have held on to Flacco. It seems like they're going to let him go. It seems like the Rams are giving up on Todd Gurley.
Really?
Todd Gurley.
That tells you something. Tells you something about his health, in my opinion.
I mean, 2 years ago, absolutely. Think about how good he was that year they went to the Super Bowl before the injuries. Because, of course, in the Super Bowl, they were playing they weren't playing him as much. Who were they playing? Anderson? No.
Yeah, and he played a little bit in that game, but he clearly wasn't the same player.
Yeah,
and if he was the same player, I believe they would have won that Super Bowl.
And his issue is arthritis, right? Isn't that what they're saying? He's got sort of like a degenerative arthritis.
Yeah, and I think the other issue is he makes way too much money. Given
makes a ton of money.
Paying Jared Goff so much money. So ESPN's Jeff Darlington said on Wednesday on SportsCenter that his sense was that Gurley was more likely than not to be traded by the Rams. You know, it's pretty amazing. You've got Gurley, who's probably going to be traded, and then doesn't seem like there's this hot market for Melvin Gordon. Think about how good he was just a couple years ago.
Again, knee injury.
Yeah, again, running backs.
Yeah, yep.
Running backs get chewed up and spit out. That's just the nature of the position. If your kid's a freak athlete and he's got that kind of ability, don't make him a running back.
Real quick, let's go out to Will in Charlottesville. Will, you're on with the Junkies. What's going on?
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Will.
I just wanted to touch base with you guys. I work for a big-time delivery company down here in Southern Virginia or Central Virginia, and just touch upon the kind of things that we're dealing with. If you have a package that needs a signature, we don't care. We're going to just leave it at your door and go on with it. So if you got something you're expecting, then you can make arrangements to have it delivered to a Walgreens or a pickup location. But we're trying to limit our interaction with customers as well.
Well, I appreciate that. I wonder if porch pirates are taking advantage of this.
Yeah, but you know, ever since those Ring doorbells came out, I mean, that's kind of been the best deterrent with those kinds of people. But obviously, lower income families, things like that, they may not have the ability for stuff like that. So that's another thing too. It's just, you know, be conscious of what you're ordering. You know, make it essential. It's not the time to order plasma screen TVs. I understand it could help the economy.
I might be sized.
Yeah.
Might get a bargain.
Hold on. Why does it matter? Because you're getting overwhelmed right now with people ordering stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, people are home, so you know
they're just ordering.
Lot to do. So
yeah.
Online shop. Where it's at. So I mean, it's great for business.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say yes. People keeping the economy going.
Hey, well, look.
Yeah,
stay safe.
Because like I said,
how do you feel like handling the boxes? I mean, sometimes you don't know where these boxes are coming from, and.
But you know, from what I read, and I'm sure EB, the CNN expert over there, can elaborate a little bit more. From what I understand, the virus is more person-to-person contact.
No, I mean, I don't want to. Listen, I'm not a doctor, but from listening to all the people, that's, I think, the more prevalent way of spreading it. There's no question about it. People are spreading it, though, from, you know, using a shopping cart where the corona is there and it's been, and then they touch their face and they get it and they don't know it. So, I mean, definitely you can get it that way. You still got to be on your hand sanitizer game and all that, my friend.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm loaded up with my Clorox wipes in here, keeping the truck wiped down and you know, doing all that I can.
All right, well, we appreciate you listening from Charlottesville, buddy.
All right, guys. Thanks again.
Thank you, man.
Stay safe.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we talked some NFL news. Coming up next, we're going to hit the Skins and give you some specific Redskins news as they added three guys to the roster yesterday. We're the Junkies, coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.